getting back home, and she's doing fine, buddy.
Yeah, good to hear that. I got your text, but I was at the SCDXA meeting, so I didn't get a chance to respond. So, well, good. Glad to hear everything went well for her.
Couldn't be better. They actually had a nurse with her constantly after she came out of surgery for 6 hours in the post-op bomb, so can't really ask for better than that.
Absolutely. Well, good to hear they're taking good care of her. Like I said, I was worried about you. Who's going to feed you?
Fed me today, so have no fear. Boy, that's the truth. But you know, I'm usually good for beanie weenies and Gatorade, but I made an egg sandwich last night and had some barbecue potato chips with a glass of milk.
The way Bernice cooks for you, you probably stockpiled a few pounds, and you could probably, you know, go a few days and still be all right.
No question that I'm a blessed man, and I'm fed very, very well, and she is so quiet and wonderful. I don't know how she ever got tied up with me, Bob.
Question, but... Well, good to hear everything's going well for y'all, so that's good. We just had a nice meeting down at Meadows there, and had about 15 people, I guess, 12, 15 people, something like that. And I delivered Fred his kielbasa, 5 pounds of fresh homemade kielbasa, and picked up the gin bowl that we need for a little project of investment. That's probably on my way back to the mountain. Bring this there to the scripty soon.
So I'm glad to hear it. Boy, you can't beat Fred, that's for sure. Well, you're starting to get scratchy, Bob, but I appreciate all the well wishes. And everybody on the radio here has been just a 10, put it that way. They've been awesome. It's really nice to have good amateur radio friends. Wife, say hi to your dad and 73s, and I'll catch you down the line. This is NGRL-TR Mobile.
F73, 77J, clear mobile.
KF4RYP.
Good evening, Miss Anna. I was surprised to get that text from you, and I really appreciate it. I've been in touch with Mr. Chad quite a lot, and I even seen him a picture of Bernice there.
Tell me about that. I've just been out of town and then back in for a day, and then had to go out of town for work, and so I'm back tonight just trying to catch up on everybody. So how are her spirits?
New Bernice better. She's just extremely quiet, not like me, and she is just as good as gold, and the nurses said, well, we wish every patient was like her. She never complains. And she's just doing fine, and she looks happy, and she's raring to get out of the hospital, and that's the normal operating procedure, isn't it?
That's what I know. She's ready to get home. I know you're ready to have her home, so I'm just glad she's doing better, and you please make sure to give her my love, and we mean it. If you guys need anything in the next couple of days when she's back home, please don't hesitate to ask.
I have no doubt, Anna. Chad's been excellent, and I've tried to keep him up to date, and we appreciate everything. And besides that, I'm going to have to get my chicken some depression medicine if she stays away any longer.
What is that?
Tell Chad hi and give him a hug. KF4RYP and 0TR73's Anna.
KF4RYP, I'm clear.
Yeah, they told me I could go home tonight. And the only thing left on her is those balloon things on her legs. And I just haven't been getting much rest at all. I'm pooped. But somebody's been with her at all times. And Shelly's on a plane watching Top Gun Maverick headed back to Detroit. And Amy's going to stay home tonight, too, because Bernice told us both to go home. And so did the nurses, so we feel comfortable. Good night, Anna, and 0TR.
Stop. Tom. I know that there's something about having to stay in the hospital that just wears you out. So you make sure to get some good rest, too. Take care of yourself so you'll be ready to take care of her when she comes home. KO4RYP, I'm clear.
TRKO4NUE.
Good evening, Mr. Chan. And I think maybe you heard what Ann and I was discussing, and thanks for all your well wishes, Chad. And I let Bernice read your last text, and I'm glad you enjoyed the picture of her. That was before she went into surgery. She didn't look like that when she came out, but she's back looking just like that.
Well, good deal, good deal. Well, we had you and her in our prayers here, and just, you know, glad she's got through the surgery well. And when are they thinking about letting her come home again?
Said Dr. York said tomorrow, and if everything went right, and so far everything's going right. But I made him put those leggings back on her because when she had back surgery, which you're down for 6 to 9 hours, so it's a lot different than this was. This was 2 hours. And she got a blood clot and almost died. And so we are very happy they're leaving those on her all night just for drill. And but if everything goes okay, Chad, I may get to bring her home tomorrow. She just can't lift anything, I forget, for 10 days, I think, bud.
Roger that. All right, well, do you know indication what time tomorrow?
You're scratchy tonight. Say again your last.
Doctor said no indication of what time tomorrow.
Negative. She said that, the nurse said that sometimes the residents come in as early as 5:30, and she said the doctors are around 8 o'clock or so. I'll get up at 5:30 and head that way about 6:30 and try to get there ahead of them. But everything's QSL and going good, and she said to tell you hi, and oh, man, I'm really relieved. I was pretty tore up with that. And the good thing is her vision, she's starting to gain some vision back in that right eye. And the eye doctor, the retina specialist, he said, don't expect that. And he says, it ain't going to happen.
Okay. Well, they wouldn't give you any confirmation as to whether that was COVID-related or just, I don't know, piece of the material kind of broke off and got behind her eye. Is that pretty much what's happened, I'd say?
It'd be funny that it went from 68% to over 90%, and I talked to that doctor right after the surgery, and I said, how plugged up was that? And he said, oh, it was really plugged up bad. And I forget what his words were, but none of them will, you know, I mentioned the things that you told me about the COVID to them, and the daughters looked that up right after you said it, and there is relationship there, and coincidentally to it, but none of them would give me an affirmative answer as to whether they thought it was or not. One eye doctor said he lost a lot of vision that he'd had for many, many years. His contact lenses changed abruptly, and he was the retina specialist right after he had COVID, and he said it's possible, but mainly the surgeons were saying that it was a piece of plaque that broke off in that artery and then went up into the optic nerve.
Well, I guess they're in the business where they can't always deal in definitives, I guess. I get it. But at any rate, it is what it is, and you caught it in time. That's the important thing. I guess y'all made the right choice reacting as quickly as you did. But anyway, it's good to hear what's going on. I hadn't had an opportunity to talk with you. I know you get busy and all, and I didn't really know when the best time to call was, so when you threw your call sign out. Been kind of waiting on that so I can kind of catch up, see what's going on. But I'm glad things are better. And I'll be in touch in a couple of days, I guess. I'll just let y'all get settled in and all. But anyway, all right, Tom, I appreciate the update. And you be safe. If you need anything, give us a holler. We're just right up the road.
And I know that, and I got a text message just now from Patrick, but I can't touch it because I'm driving, and I'm going into the dead spot here at my Pleasant Burke Drive on Wade Hampton in the shadow. So, great timing, and it's great to have good friends, I'll tell you for sure. And I've had a lot of them here. That's what I always feared, leaving Kansas, losing my friends, but boy, I made a lot of them down here. 73's
Chan,
KO4NUE,
and 0LGR clip. Oh, man, KO4NUE, I'm clear.
Tom, KO4QLG. I won't make you repeat it. I think I caught it all. Just want to let you know it's good to hear.
Thanks, Chris. I'm going into a dead spot for about a mile or two here, and then I'll be back out and I'll throw my call sign out. Thank you, sir. It's N0TR. 0G, KO4QLG, N0TR.
N04QLG. How you doing tonight, Tom?
When you got people in the hospital, it just runs you to death, but it's well worth every minute of it. Turned out good, Chris, and the surgery went well. Bernice is doing well, and she got a happy husband. How you doing, my friend?
Pretty well myself. Just got my belly full and starting to take it easy for the Lord to getting some rest, too. Probably won't do much good sleeping tonight, but maybe you get caught up on a little bit of it.
Sitting there laying in the bed and twisting and turning and thinking about Maurice, and I finally took a Tylenol, one of those sleepy time Tylenol 500 milligram things, and they always knocked me on my rear, but it didn't, and I woke up a couple of times. But then they got her into surgery early, and I got up at 5:30, and then I got a call from Bernice about 5 minutes later, said, hey, they changed the surgery schedule, and we're going in before that, and I needed to get down there, and so I woke my daughter up, and we hurried up and didn't eat any breakfast or anything and headed down there, and I'm trying to get this radio shut off, and then we made it on time. She just dropped me off at the front door. I ran up there, and they had her back in pre-op. Then I had to get escorted back. But it worked out good, Chris. And there goes an ambulance or a fire truck in front of me. Fire truck, I guess. Oh, might be a wreck up here. Did you get all your paperwork done, Chris?
Sir, I believe I did. And got the machining done, too. Just got to do some engraving. But there's no real hurry on the engraving. Just got to make sure everything's perfect on it. But it's really good to hear Bernice went through it all right. Been thinking about you and her about all day today.
It'd just be a laparoscopic thing, but she's got a great big 4-inch incision in her neck, so that kind of surprised me, but it's very, very fine. Looks like they super glued it back together instead of stitching it. But overall, I can't say enough. I've heard good and bad about Charisma Health, but everything they done was a 10 today, Chris. And then the sun come out. Can't beat a deal like that.
Sir, I guess you was driving to the hospital in the rain, wasn't you?
Sir, got a loud car ahead of me here. Yes, sir, I was. And, you know, though we got out early enough, enough. Everybody was running 50, 60 mile an hour up here down the way to Hampton, and we just went with the flow of the traffic. And it's a long drive from our house on the east side of town. We have to drive down and go through downtown Greenville to get over to the big Greenville hospital. Well, I'm telling you, Chris, there's not a parking place there hardly, in the lower level or the upper level. That place is packed. They say many of the rooms is packed up with COVID.
I hear my sister, her daughter is a nurse, and she says over in Spartanburg, hospital's full over there too with COVID patients. So apparently there's another outbreak.
Probably so, Chris. Most people know. And you know, I don't know if it makes any sense at all, but Bernice and I had just had it right there, New Year's, and so just got over it about a week ago. So hopefully our antibodies were, natural antibodies were up there, as well as we've had all our shots, of course. But I'm hoping, because there ain't no way you're going to get away from being around people when there's 900 rooms there.
So if they're all full, there's got to be people everywhere.
The chow hall was like a civic center there, you know. Now, breakfast wasn't too bad, but you go in there around lunchtime or evening, and it's packed just like a big restaurant. They got a Subway, they got a Starbucks, they got Chick-fil-A, the regular cafeteria. It's well equipped, put it that way. It sure ain't like back in Kansas, put it that way, when we used to live there about 13 years ago.
Just hope for people's sake that they don't do what they did last time. But I've got a couple friends that their relatives got COVID, and last thing they knew of, they were ushering them out of the hospital because they couldn't be around them, and then they passed away in the hospital.
God's willing and the creek don't rise, that won't happen again. I talked to a long-time trauma nurse, been a trauma nurse for 26 years, that's a friend, and she doesn't work there. And she said many of their cases now, and she's still working, but not there, and she said many of their cases now were much like a bad cold that they did not normally, except in the elderly, is the most vulnerable. And she said it's like a bad cold anymore. And but now I heard on TV the other day there's another new strain. So it ain't gonna end. It just keeps what do they call it? Not metabolizing, but you know what I mean. And it changes to another state. But I don't know, you know, if they're worse. They say a lot of them's more contagious and yada, yada, yada. And the flu's real bad this year, Chris. And I've talked to people that had flu shots, still got the flu. So I don't know if they hit the strain right or not either.
Well, they've already politicized the first couple years of this pandemic. That's about the worst thing they can do is politicize something, because it gets everything out of whack when they do that.
That's just sad, but it's a shame the way that's went, and you're absolutely right. Well, Chris, it's my pleasure talking to you tonight. Thank you for calling, and the best wishes. And I'll let you go, and if I'm lucky and not in the rain locker, as we called it, I will try to get on and check in. I checked in the other night, but I was so blooming tired, I checked in out of order. I was about sick. I was so tired and blue. But I'm pretty happy tonight, so I eat a half a Subway sandwich down there. I haven't had one of those in years, and by golly, it was pretty good. So I'm well fed anyways. ND7J was kidding me about that. She said, I don't know what you're going to do, Tom, without Bernice there. And I said, well, I know how to fix beanie weenies and Gatorade. But in reality, I fixed myself an egg sandwich, Chris, and done pretty good, too. Boy, it's great having our own eggs. I'll tell you, that one egg was, I would say, 3/4 of an inch bigger than the piece of bread I put it on. Gee, I knew that was a big egg. My neighbor's been getting them, and I told him to keep them for taking care of the chickens. But we still got enough eggs here at home for us. And my gracious me, oh my, the price of eggs now is, the price of anything is ridiculous, Chris. Take care, and I'll talk to you later. KO4QLG 73, SN0TR, Players All Mine, Chris.
You be careful on the rest of the way home. And I know Bernice wasn't teaching you how to cook, but surely you picked up enough from watching her to keep yourself sustained. I got confidence in you. KO4QLG, I'm clear.
Super Vibe, buddy.